Up to 28,000 babies born between next September and February of 2025 will be offered a vaccine under a new vaccination programme that was brought before Cabinet today. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly sought approval for the programme after almost 1,400 infants were hospitalised with RSV in 2023. Dr. Carol Blackburn is a consultant in emergency medicine and she practices primarily at CHI in Crumlin. She's been telling us about RSV and the dangers it poses for babies.
RSV is a seasonal respiratory virus that we see every winter, actually throughout the world, not just in Ireland and Northern Europe. It's seasonal because, I suppose, like many respiratory viruses, we see it in the wintertime. The general peak time for it is between September and about March. We've seen the peak period move a little bit forward in recent years, and we're seeing it a little bit earlier. The absolute peak of that tends to be in late November, early December, and it affects predominantly children under five, and in particular children under one. And of that group, infants under 6 months of age are the most vulnerable, which is, I suppose, as we would expect, generally speaking. It causes upper respiratory symptoms. So what that means is cough, runny nose, low-grade temperatures. And in younger infants, the amount of secretions it causes the upper airways to produce can become a problem for feeding, in particular for smaller babies, because their little airways are smaller. And so any secretions will cause more obstruction for them. So it causes them to have difficulty with feeding, sometimes difficulty with breathing. And we see that in increased breathing effort, increased rate of breathing, and then feeding difficulties and a little bit of temperature, although fever isn't usually a major issue with RSV.
Last year, there were 118 admissions of babies under a year old to intensive care units. What were the last couple of winters like for you?
So this winter we've just had, sort of 23-24, has certainly been the worst of recent years. I suppose looking back over the last 5 years, 2020 was kind of a non-runner because of COVID and we really didn't have much RSV that year at all. But in 21 and 22, what we saw were increasing peaks in those years. And certainly this winter we've just had was the worst, which peaked in sort of late November, early December. And at that stage, we had very high rates of presentations to our emergency departments. And then a certain number of those presentations translated into admissions, particularly for infants under 6 months of age. Of the 118 admissions to intensive care, that comes out of over 1,000 admissions in babies under 6 months of age in that period as well. So that really is quite a significant number of admissions in addition to the children who ended up going to intensive care.
Are young babies getting sicker with RSV?
So the smaller you are, the sicker you will be. And if you have other illnesses like congenital heart disease, if you're premature, if you have congenital lung problems, you will be sicker if you pick up RSV. But actually, the vast majority of infants who get admitted with RSV are infants who are otherwise well, who have just picked up this virus. And the younger you are, the more of an effect it'll have on your system. So I suppose people might recall that last winter, we did advocate for parents to kind of protect their smaller infants in particular from, you know, I suppose well-intended visits and other family members who might not have symptoms but with the same virus.
NIAC has looked at clinical trials in Europe conducted with 8,000 infants and they've seen an 83% drop in hospitalizations. This would seem to indicate that if this is put in place, there'd be a big improvement going forward.
Oh, absolutely. We're very excited about this. So this was a large scale Spanish study and it was a real world study. So this was infants who were vaccinated in the real world and they saw an 83% drop in hospitalization, as you said. So this would potentially be a game changer for us coming into this winter, just to catch newborn infants in the maternity hospitals prior to discharge such that they can have a single vaccine to protect them from this virus throughout their first winter is just really fantastic news for us.
And of course, there are always people who are worried about vaccination and particularly with very young babies. What would you be saying to those mothers?
Well, I suppose that's a really excellent point. And I suppose we have seen hesitancy in certain quarters in recent years. This particular vaccine, I suppose, has undergone all the rigors of testing. It has undergone a number of trials, randomized control trials, and now real world evidence that it works. It's a single dose. It's given once and it lasts for the whole winter. And I suppose when you offset that against, you know, potential emergency department presentations or recurrent emergency department presentations or indeed admissions, and again, that small risk of intensive care admission in children who do get sick, I think in terms of looking at the risks versus the benefit is absolutely enormous.
That was Dr. Carol Blackburn, consultant in emergency medicine, speaking to us there.